Thursday, 16th week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading, Exodus 19, verse 1. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone forth out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And when they set out from Rephidim, and came to the wilderness of Sinai, they encamped in the wilderness. And there Israel encamped before the mountain. And the Lord said to Moses, Lo, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. Then Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments, and be ready by the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all people, the people. On the morning of the third day there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Gospel, Matthew 13, verse 10. Then the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to him who has will more be given, and he will have abundance. But from him not who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are heavy of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they shall perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn from me to heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Theme: People need to value God's grace and to be prepared to receive it. God is continually concerned about human needs. He reveals the truth for people and bestows graces upon them. The problem for humans is they don't always recognize God's great graces and properly respond to them. If they did recognize and respond, they would receive more graces. If not, even what they possess may gradually disappear. One dangerous attitude that makes people separate from God is their pride. They think that they know everything, have enough, and that there's no need for God. Today's readings illustrate again God's love, expressed through his loving concern for humanity. In the first reading, God wants Moses to prepare for his theophany by preparing for the Israelites so they can meet him on Mount Sinai. The purpose of the theophany is for people to witness God's power and to confirm Moses' position as God's chosen leader to lead people into the promised land. In the gospel, Jesus explained to his apostles why he used parables to talk to people. Their minds can't fathom the mysteries of God's kingdom as the apostles can. They must study hard and need God's help to understand them. If they don't, even what they have heard from Jesus will disappear. Analysis Reading 1. God's Theophany on Mount Sinai. The purpose of the Theophany. There were two purposes of the Theophany: for people to witness God's power and to confirm Moses' position as God's chosen leader to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. The Israelites needed to put their absolute trust in God as well as into Moses. They must avoid the attitude of insulting God and his prophets. A Vietnamese adage properly expressed people's insulted attitude for God and his messengers. When people are so close to the temple, they call God their friend. This adage means that when people enjoy so often of God's love and blessings, they think it is God's duty. When people are presented before God so often, they show their disrespect by talking to or playing with each other right in front of him. When people are so familiar with their leaders by eating or playing with them, they consider their leaders as their friends and have no respect for them. Therefore, God must show his power so people might know that there is an infinite distance between God and men. If God doesn't show his care, they are also like sand on the seashore. God can annihilate people any time. The Israelites must prepare their souls and body before meeting God. The Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments and be ready by the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people." To appear before God, the Lord of heaven and earth, is not a normal thing to do. Therefore, people need to be prepared in both body and soul. The saints used to advise people that if they were so well prepared before they met an earthly king or leader, they must be even more prepared than that when they appear before the Lord of heaven and earth. There are some people who show their disrespect to God by wearing their garments for the beach, by wearing garments which you would wear to the beach to go to Mass, or by chewing gum until they take it out with one hand to receive Christ's body with the other hand, or by letting their children run around in the church as though they are in a public park. If God punishes these people as though they were punished in the Old Testament, how many of us can survive to be present before God? God showed his power before the Israelites on the top of Mount Sinai. According to tradition, God used to show himself on the top of the mountains with people. For example, with the prophet Elijah on Mount Horeb, with three apostles on Mount Tabor. Mount Sinai is a special mountain because of its mystical appearance. It is covered by clouds upon clouds. The pilgrimages like to be on top of the mountains before the sunrise to see its glory all over the surrounding mountains. To achieve this, they must climb the mountain when it is still dark. The author reported God's theophany as follows. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. And Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke went up like the smoke of a kiln. And the whole mountain quaked greatly. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him in thunder. Gospel. The different questions which are hard to answer. Why did Jesus use parables? Parables are stories which use familiar imagery to express the truth and to teach moral lessons. They are examples which are used to clarify what has been mentioned. Therefore, parables are not necessary if the audience has already understood what the author wanted to say. Parables are apt for average people so that the author can lead them from what they already know to what they don't yet understand, from the concrete to abstract, from what they can see in the presence to what shall come in the future. Jesus said to his disciples, Kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the disciples were instructed by Jesus from basic knowledge, but they can advance to higher and deeper knowledge, so they can instruct people later, Why does anyone who has more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. When one first hears this sentence, one might conclude that Jesus is not fair. But this point is correct in the intellectual areas. Those who already have deep knowledge, they can use their knowledge to understand other knowledge, which is higher and deeper. But those who have no basic knowledge cannot advance any further. Those who already have basic knowledge and don't use it, the basic knowledge will get lost. This is true for learning a language. There are many students who learn Spanish in high school, but when they don't use it, they lose what they have learned. But if they would continue to learn and to use it, they shall know more. Why do they look but do not see and hear but do not listen and understand? First, we need to know that this is a Jewish expression, because they so used in attributing all things, they were so used to attributing all things which happened in the universe to God. However, they don't believe that God is the cause for people to sin, because people have a full conscience and freedom to do what they want. Jesus only wanted to say that if they don't take the opportunity to learn about God and to believe in Him, It shall be a time that they shall consider, hear, but not understand. They shall indeed look, but never see. For example, the conscience of people who are used to doing wrong things. Application in life. We must prepare our soul every time we listen and study God's words, every time when we receive the sacrament of Eucharist, and especially when we come to Him on the last day of our life. To understand the mysteries of the kingdom, we need to have a humble attitude and spend time studying God's word.